Welcome to the BCMA podcast. I'm your host, Lorenda Calvert, and today I'm joined by Mari. Mari, do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Mari. I am a visual artist with a background in museum and gallery studies. I'm very passionate, especially about museum programming and accessibility.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Today we're talking about the future. So I'm going to ask you, what do you think the future holds?
Thank you for having me. I think the future holds lots of really exciting things. Something I'm really passionate about in museum and gallery world is programming, especially for children who are our future. So I think that ties in a little bit, but things like programming to get young children excited, starting museum patrons and volunteers from a very, very young age, and creating lifelong patrons of the art, lifelong museum goers, and sparking that joy to help the future of museums kind of starts with the youth, I think.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have any thoughts or tips on how to get younger folks involved or engaged?
Yeah, absolutely. Programming is a big one. Having it at everything written at an accessible level, like all the text panels, everything that a 12-year-old would be able to read and understand. I'm a big fan of activities to be done as they go throughout the museum, like little scavenger hunts and things like that. And as hands-on as you can possibly do with your artifacts and collection. I've worked at some museums that have had like kind of a little section of items that weren't quality enough to be on display. So we use them for educational purposes, letting kids touch, for example, like an antler or something, and getting that tactile feeling really helps engage a young learner.
Absolutely. And I also want to say, when you're thinking about young folks, they're often shorter than you are. So it helps sometimes to get down to the height level of your young visitors to have a better sense about what your museum looks like in their eyes. And I found that when I was working in a museum, it was so much more helpful to be like, oh, it makes sense if there's a window here, because otherwise they can't see anything. It's also the very same for folks who may be in a wheelchair. Their height and their eye line is going to be very different from where yours is. So just spending some time thinking about that and looking at that can really help change how your space looks and what your program does and all of that kind of stuff. So I would throw that tip in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's just like putting yourself in other people's shoes, you know?
Accessibility is the most important thing to me when it comes to museums, and there being something for everybody.
And that I think that's such a good point, because I think people think accessibility and they immediately start thinking like, oh, our signs need to have Braille or it needs to have a ramp. And yes, those are parts of accessibility, but accessibility is a big umbrella of just making things accessible to everyone. So that includes folks that aren't what you would initially think when you're talking about accessibility. Like, it's not just those people that first come to mind.
Absolutely. Things like, I've always loved audio tours of museums, and things like reproductions that you can touch.
Yes.
Have always been something that really stuck with me. Because like with accessibility, people who don't have amazing sight are able to feel, for example, the cartouche in like a replica Egyptian tablet, and something that they're not able to see, but they can feel. And I think that's absolutely marvelous.
I absolutely agree. Mari, do you have any last thoughts for us about the future of museums?
I think the future of museums is coming. I think it's really exciting. When I studied museum and gallery studies, just the group of people of emerging young professionals with so much passion, so many ideas, specifically about things like accessibility and programming, And I think that's going to take museums leaps forward in the future if that gets to happen.
I absolutely agree. And now if folks wanted to reach out to you and chat further or connect, how could they reach you?
Yeah, I have an art Instagram at Mari Yacht Art, or even just my email. I'm always happy to chat with people. I love having conversations, and I'm really passionate about things like programming, accessibility, museum and gallery world. So it's, should I spell it?
Sure, yeah.
It's marijagt at gmail.com or marijagt art on Instagram.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful having you.
Having me. This was marvelous.